All right. Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive.
Always a pleasure to be back.
So, this week we're going to be digging into this article. It's called "Honesty is a Key Component in Quality," and it's by Jim Thompson.
Ah, yes, Jim Thompson.
Yeah, and it was published very recently, actually, November 11th, 2024. So just last week.
Oh, wow, hot off the press.
Yeah, hot off the press. And you know, when I first saw the title, I thought, okay, this is going to be, kind of a basic article about making sure your product, meets all the specifications, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
But I gotta say, Thompson, he goes way deeper than that. Yeah. His argument is basically that, real quality, like true quality, it relies on this foundation of honesty, like woven into everything your business does.
I like that. It's like honesty is the bedrock almost.
Yeah, exactly. The bedrock of quality. And that's what we're going to be, kind of unpacking today.
All right. I'm ready to unpack.
So to start off, Thompson, he kind of challenges this assumption that we often have about quality, right?
Yeah.
Like we tend to focus so much on the product itself.
Right. Making sure it meets all the specs, the moisture level, the smoothness, no defects, all that.
Exactly
You
that.
check all those boxes and we think, boom, we've achieved quality.
Yeah, job done.
But Thompson's saying there's more to it than that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He keeps using this phrase, integrity of the deal. And I was kind of wondering if you could maybe, break that down for us a little bit. Like, what does that actually look like in practice?
Okay, so integrity of the deal. It's kind of like imagine you're a business owner
Right.
and you're making a promise to a customer.
Okay, yeah.
You promise them a certain delivery date, or a specific feature set, or maybe a clear breakdown of the costs. Integrity of the deal means that everything you do, from the first sales pitch to the final invoice, it's all aligned with those promises. So no hidden fees popping up at the last minute.
Right.
No sudden delays, no fudging the details, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about being transparent and upfront every single step of the way.
So it's not just about what's written in the contract, it's about how you actually, conduct the entire business relationship.
Precisely. It's that overarching honesty.
And Thompson is arguing that this kind of honesty, this integrity of the deal, it's just as crucial to quality as, meeting those product specs we were talking about.
Absolutely. Because look, if you're always, if you're cutting corners or you're not being completely honest, even in little ways, it's going to catch up with you eventually.
Yeah.
It might seem like you're getting away with it in the short term,
Right.
but the long-term costs, they can be pretty significant.
And it's not just about, maybe l losing a customer here or there.
It's bigger than that. It's about your reputation. It's about the trust you build or, you break with your customers, your suppliers, even your own employees.
He even suggests looking at a specific financial metric to kind of gauge how much this dishonesty might be costing you.
Yes, he mentions returns and allowances or RNAs.
RNAs, if you
Now, for our listeners who might not be familiar with that term, it basically represents the money you lose when customers return products,
Yeah.
or when they ask for price adjustments because there's some kind of issue.
Wow.
And Thompson's point is that if you've got a high RNA rate, that's a red flag.
It's like a warning sign.
Exactly. It's often a sign that somewhere along the line, promises were broken or costs were hidden or, something wasn't quite as it was supposed to be.
Like maybe deliveries were consistently late, or a product feature wasn't actually, as good as advertised.
Precisely. Or there were these unexpected charges tacked on at the end, and all of that, it erodes trust.
Yeah.
It damages relationships, and that inevitably, it's going to show up in your bottom line.
And it's not just the financial hit, right? This whole lack of honesty thing. It can also impact employee morale.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. If you're an employee and you see the company doing things that are, kind of shady or cutting corners, it's going to create this atmosphere of mistrust.
Yeah, like if they're willing to do that to customers, what are they doing to us,
Exactly. And that can lead to all sorts of problems internally, lower productivity, higher turnover, just a general sense of negativity. And that negativity, it's going to spill over into how employees interact with customers and suppliers.
Yeah, for sure. All this talk about focusing on the product and the customer, it makes me think about the other side of the coin too, the suppliers. Thompson, he's got some pretty strong opinions about how purchasers can contribute to this whole culture of honesty.
Oh, he definitely calls out some bad practices, especially those excessively long payment terms that some companies impose on their suppliers. you know, like 90 days or even 120 days.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He sees that as a form of dishonesty, basically. It's like, we got what we wanted from you, but we're going to make you wait 3 or 4 months to get paid.
Right, it's like kicking the can down the road, but at the supplier's expense.
Exactly. And he argues that in the long run, that practice actually drives up costs for everyone. Because suppliers, they have to factor that risk into their pricing. They're not going to just eat that cost, you know?
It makes sense. If they're constantly having to wait for payment, they're going to have to charge more to cover that uncertainty.
Exactly. He even tells this this pretty shocking anecdote, actually, about a cross-border deal that went south.
Oh, tell me more.
So apparently the purchaser, they kind of forgot to mention to their supplier that there was this 10% import tariff that was going to hit them.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty big detail to forget.
Yeah. And you can bet that phone call did not go well. But it just shows how this lack of transparency, even if it's not, you know, intentionally malicious, it can really damage business relationships.
So it's not just about being intentionally dishonest. It's also about being, you know, careful and communicative.
Exactly. Transparency is key. And it all circles back to that idea that, you know, honesty has to start at home. If you're cutting corners or playing games with your own employees, that's going to affect how you deal with everyone else. Customers, suppliers, the whole nine yards.
It's about building a culture of integrity from the inside out.
Right. When you treat your employees fairly, when you're upfront with them, that sets the tone for all your other relationships.
So if I can kind of sum up what we've been talking about, it seems like Thompson's main takeaway is that honesty isn't just some, you know, fluffy feel-good thing. It's a fundamental part of real, true quality.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's not just about ticking boxes on a spec sheet. It's about integrity in every aspect of your business.
And that lack of honesty, it can have some pretty serious consequences for your profits, for your employee morale, for your relationships with partners. It really makes you stop and think.
Definitely. It makes you wonder, what are some of the things, maybe small things, that we're doing in our own businesses that could be perceived as dishonest, even if we don't intend it that way? And what steps can we take to make sure that integrity is a part of every decision we make? It's a challenge, for sure. But I think it's a challenge worth tackling.
I think that's a great point to end on, something for all of us to think about.
Food for thought.
All right. Well, thanks for joining me for another deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll see you all next time.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.